Good evening.
Sorry, those are bad habits that I have. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Elizabeth on Pulling Heartstrings. The date is the 7th of the second month, 2022. It is a Monday evening. Good evening. We are chilling. We are bawling out of control. We are pulling heartstrings tonight. Yes. So, the time is 20:03. We are listening to Eagle FM. We are listening to the matriarch, the creme de la creme, the drip, the ultimate, the cheese, the meat, the capana, the spice in the capana, the salsa, you understand, the oshimbobo, the onjoka. I'm the ultimate, guys. I'm the oshigari. I am a handa. I am a kaka. Ongaengo. I am omankanjangari. I am onyama yongobe, no nyama yonzi, no nyama yoshikombo. Yes, that is me. So anyways, tonight we are going to be talking about stepmothers. Now you guys can call in officially 10 past the hour of 8 o'clock PM, and we can discuss. Now, we're going to start with our story time. So once upon a time, there was Ndilimeke. Ndilimeke was raised by her father. Her mother had passed away in exile, and she was just raised by her father. Now, her father went on to have other children. He had three children. So it was Ndilimeke, Aune, and Anna. Right? His three girls. Now, Aune and Anna, they come from one mom and she is still alive. It was only Ndilimeke that was an orphan from her mother's side. So, Tate went on to get married. He found Meka Sandra. He got married to Meka Sandra and Meka Sandra was very nice. But the problem is, she had okatongo tongo. Especially with Ndilimeke and the two other sisters. By then, she did not have her own children or biological children at the time of their marriage. And she was very tongorari about Ndilimeke and the other two sisters. She preferred the other two sisters because, I don't know, apparently they listened more and they were better and they were studying and all of that. And then she went on to have her five children with Tate now. Her five children were four boys and one girl. And the girl was Onkero. So she had four boys after that. Ndilimeke in general was performing extremely well at school, and she was a good girl. She was basically the Cinderella of the household. She used to cook, clean, do everything, and she never went on holidays because she had nowhere to go on holidays to. The other two, Aune them, they used to go to their mom in Oshakati. But the mother and the stepmother had a bit of a nice relationship, so to say, but I don't know why she did not like Ndilimeke. So when she gave birth to her children, Ndilimeke automatically became the nanny because also she was older. So the excuse was always, taru nona, ningiru nona, do this for the children, take care of the children. I'm coming now. You stay home and take care of the children. And then the two sisters that are born by one mother, they decided that at some point after grade 10, they were moving out to go and live with their biological mother because apparently their stepmother was treating them badly all of the sudden. But if Ndilimeke were to look at it, she would say they got better treatment. But also with Ndilimeke, it was more of they got better treatment than me, but it doesn't mean that she was actually quite good to us. So it was now Meka Sandra and her 5 children that she had in wedlock with Tate and Dirimeke. Now, Tate was a truck driver. So he used to drive South Africa trips, Zimbabwe trips, Zambia trips, SADC trips. And then when the money was good and the money was really, really fine and the company was doing well, he would go beyond SADC. And so that would mean that he was always on the road and he could never see the bad things that were actually happening at home. Dilimeke was not one to complain. She was not one to snitch or rat out her stepmother or Lopota, her stepmother, for treating her badly. She understood and accepted circumstances as they were. She would give her children apples while Dilimeke would get on tanga za nkokota. Not knowing that it has more protein, it's more healthy, it is better. But, you know, it is what it is. They always assume that because it is put on the market or it is sold in shops, it is superior to traditional food and so forth. All right. So at this point, Dilimeke took care of her siblings. She loved her siblings because basically she was the only child from her mom and she had no connection with her mother's family. And she basically took care of her siblings. She dealt with her stepmother and that was her life. That was her life from her perspective, right? Then we have Mae Cassandra's story. Mae Cassandra was a young bride. She got married to her husband. Her husband was a very nice man. He was cool, calm, and collected. He had three daughters, of which two of them came from one mother, and he had his child that he came back from exile with. Now, the child that he came back from exile with, the problem with that child is that she was not obedient, and she used to throw tantrums. That child's name was Dilimeke. Now, Dilimeke would throw tantrums at the stepmother and say things like, yeah, but you don't even have kids yet. And this was just at the beginning of their marriage, you know, you don't have kids yet. And why are you in my father's house? And what are you doing here? And why are you here? You are eating my father's money. You are mistreating us. She was very vocal and she was very violent towards the other two siblings. Right? So she used to beat her siblings, her two siblings. In as much as she was taking care of them, she was very violent. And that is why eventually at the end of the day, according to Mae Cassandra, that is why the two sisters were initially taken away to go and live with their mother because they were suffering at the hands of their sister. Their sister's wrath was beyond acceptance, you know? And it just so happened that Tate, Omsimanekwa, never got off the back of his daughter. So his daughter, Dilimeke, was the apple of his eye. Because I think it's because they had suffered together. They have gone through poverty together. He loved her mother even though she passed away, you know. He loved her still, even in death. And she was the one that made him a man, you know, made him a father. So he was very biased with the other children and he favored Dilimeke. So Dilimeke would have a cell phone and the others would not. Dilimeke would have brand new shoes, leave them at school, and her father would just buy without question. Dilimeke was basically a spoiled brat according to her stepmother's view. Excuse me. So, with all this put into perspective, our stories are two stories told from two different perspectives about the same situation. This is how a child views the stepmother and how a stepmother views a stepchild. Mm-hmm. Now, when she had gotten Mae Cassandra, when she got her children, she says that her children were basically tortured and tormented by Dilimeke. And Dilimeke was was failing and she was not doing good. She was only doing good in one subject, which was just biology. And she was doing bad in everything else. But her father never saw that. Her father was just always, iaziko kombuda yandiri meke. Ponu ya pupitwa, itapumwe no mwithi. Never. Eh? Okana kangi nda janako komba dako. Diri meke wange. Kuri meke, nandi shambeke leno no kuri. I just imagine that ya kwanyama. But anyways. So, this is the two stories, right? So, eventually, Tate Omsimanekwa, he was involved in a car accident and then he had passed away. He had written a will where he had named, now he had named his wife to be a beneficiary, yes, but everything was left to Ndilimeke. Now, in the funeral procedures, Ndilimeke had a very bad attitude, and this is from everybody's perspective. She had a very bad attitude. She was very entitled. She was very snobby. She was very arrogant and very rude. And she decided that eventually Sho Sadakharakana, she is to chase her stepmother out because unfortunately he had put the name on he had put her on the house. So basically, Ndilimeke owned the house. And the story's name today is that from Cassandra's perspective, it is Kankwe ninande ukaprembobonene, never grateful. And the metaphor from Dilimeke's perspective is Kapunangu takara ekuhore afanyoko takara ekuhore. Now I want you guys to come in and I want you guys to give me your two cents and your narratives about what exactly this is and how it is. Is it a common factor amongst our society? Because I do know that in as much as we children that are born out of wedlock to parents that go on and marry other people, we have an issue of that parent is terrible regardless. So we already come with poisoned minds. Even when we are coming to your house, dad or mom, we already come there with a perspective of no, stepmothers are bad and they are not good and they don't have our best interest at heart, which is not always the case. It is not always the case because sometimes our children, okay, I am a mom and I am not married. So one of the discussions that I have been having with my mother has been that of, do I take my son with Konjokana or does he stay at home? I want you guys to give me your two cents about that. Hello, caller.
Good evening, Elise.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
All good. The situation. Let me say it now in my case. When it comes to stepmother. Oh, it's not even terrible. It's horrible, man. Yeah, not to all of them. There are some
good ones, majority.
Yeah, there are some good moms. And there are some, I don't know, man, how to describe them. Like in my case, my moms were, I was raised by my mom's twin sister, you see. And my dad is married to one of the ladies. Mbone or Ngwandi, son of stepmother.
Yes.
Let me go in my vernacular language.
Please.
Sometimes genge tato kwa karonga ndi anga ke weekend amara simbori me omunanu uno na venya vachute kuruva tate. Nuno nanga vo familia tate eva te kurango. Aduru kurundiranga ikoshima mumbo.
Kuchongwe.
Yeah, otata atange mumbo. And I can remember once I was 11 years old in Ndirimo ko primary. Oh, na nditi dwamo mumbo kwainga tudani ni manyayu ali venya mumbo ni nyara venya vo peduve. Atu ninginu plastika venya vu ko ka venya tu va fike. Toka ningu ukaima ka fokatanga toka ningi vacho ndani nga spesike to mafia e watu watatangi mumbo.
My dear.
Andine ko koskola ne andikarandi koskola na andu ya bumbo oete o terama o si maso shaka karani o segi pulifani ne kucho sike taningire ngengama esindirine ko kosinia ko high school a ndaka suspenda na andi ane bumbo po sasi I used to stay in town in Ongwediva with my aunt ko town ndaka jako ne andi anga bumbo ko topisa si I've seen it as if it's better cause to be giving me money and my dad is there and stuff like that. Eshinde ndaka jakota unakonde kaya po village. Oh, things got worse now. My dad is not there. And just imagine from the village, it's like 30 kilos to where I'm schooling. And the weekend passed by. Simbori motai kironga shashakarongera somewhere else in Angwena region. No, shimarua ikesho teksinga ya andishi pewaga. And she could be there for a weekend knowing that I'm home. And the okate kurune kayo koko family onkuru kajoko, she might be in the house. And the symboli mene kongwe diva kuina ndi protects, I used to send by the road and the tererengano avesingetava tarerenge, and the maruwa o taxi. And the day mungu ina ndi riasa ikenga hama iserende marondi monostep madamo ishishi ndi irombera. Imagine andigo skori na andiri andidi wandia mungu na andiria and you cannot go porungusha at people's erugos and stuff like that. You just come home as a man. There is one guy who used to drive a taxi but he's not always like coming home. He used to come one day he comes tomorrow niyo enga duruku balance angota ningena kujo tambo kafisika na kanje and stuff like that. Tashika angao and the mo grade 12 and the mono 24 points. Then from there, I went to stay with my friends in Ongwediva. The friend is now a son to one of the rich guys there in Ongwediva. Tukarango, and I told the day that Tameke Kuronga and stuff like that, and the spend and the Seivango Kamaruaka Henge, and the Dere Pondieko, Kueviti Simo Venduka. And the Kiane Symboli Mendeva Taima, which I know today is a Sunday off, obviously, on the Nokumanga Popumbo, and the top is there also. And the Anga Postafora now and the Wambu, which are, Meme, Oshongan, Unga, Dara Moe Denge, Pomukafeneng, Tatuzati, which are okay, Taise,
Purano,
Indakoskora, yeah, Indakosko, Popana, it Indakoskora, Tokusu account number to put in my.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was. My brother now, at Rakutate Wango Kwari Kwekin Tatikucha, apparently the meme said, Mbono, inatuhepeke mario ae. Ntungono, taa karare eri kuyata hige mapa mweta numarovu tatitatitati. Azuhepeke, nga andi kende ngerane kucha, meme, what's up? When I gave the call, it wasn't about the confrontation of what she said. No style and gong and wandindi mborukifa kuja. Meme, what happened?
Ningane?
Yeah, then she was like, hey, come on, wait, not dengera non sane wanji non dengera and stuff like that, you know, ningas, yes. Otrama wa yaka dengangene. It's like, I hated my dad. I could see my dad like in town driving in his car. I couldn't even with a hand to him or just give him a call which and be great because I thought maybe kucha darumbara kucha ano viato poka what and my friend it's tough man
but did you make it to BTC?
That trauma hit me to the core, Elizabeth. I can't lie to you. Like now what I've tried is just that I just keep myself on a safe side not to steal people's things to end up in jail. And you can da barangu and the kongu ronga vanga panu kuiza ferangenga penu ronga. I just stick to my friends who are avant to remain menavo so I don't not to become a criminal and be a troublemaker and stop moving to that house anymore.
But what I want you to do is learn a trade, learn something there that you can create.
with your hands. Yeah. Learn something that you can create with your hands with something that does not cost much. Make tables out of pallets.
When I listen to that platform, it really builds my mind, like from Tateka Uluma, and the people again in Gosha, so Nanga Kongo platform, I put the radio, put the Sima Soko social media, that is Tungo Mindae, that is Burukuku, Kukuri Habita, Marangang and the Prakeneke platform, and guess you, I always try to get home early and the Turakoyo and the Gomarungura and the Turaku and the Prakene to what you are saying.
Okay. So find something, find something there that you can do with your hands. Your hands, your hands are, is your bread. Your hands, I'm telling you now. My grandmother has put her children through school, ne? No mariru. Mariru ako kujangi. No, ntumba. And she has passed it on to me, and everything that I do also, ne, involves my hands. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Let's not give up, guys.
No, we don't give up. But I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you and the man that you are becoming, though.
Yeah, man, I just accepted. And sometimes I used to cry and think of like, man, is this really what's happening to everybody out there?
It is.
It's sad when it comes to those memes out there. It's kind of a different picture. What you see outside is not what's happening inside.
It's true. But I only have 1 hour by caller. How? Yes, that was our caller, and he was giving us his back story on his experience with his stepmother. Hello, caller.
Yes, Elizabeth, how are you?
I am fantastic, Tata Gabriel. How are you?
I'm okay, man.
You are also having a stepmother.
Elizabeth, I'm telling you. There's one
point. I know she must have put your body down, man.
Tala, I'm telling you, brother, don't twist in the question of when.
Ne?
It's a good fun joke. Tala, I mean, I'm not going to tell you. Oh, on the job of holiday, my friend.
Ne?
Become so troublemaker. I am the Tatawa. What That, you know, one thing guys, I'm always saying is that, please, don't let your son go through what you went through.
Yes.
Like myself, I make a sacrifice. How can I put it the way then? Shimangwanda Shiane Nakucha, no, I will not let my son to suffer.
Yes.
Mangadili Momoy, serious. I'll do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do anything. We are people who are listened by single mother.
Yes.
And then the way she even taught us, I was like, this man is the one who born me, seriously. Because I'm telling you, where is the cattle are not in the
kraal.
Yeah, God, my friend, you have to start. It's not a joke. You are not even eating that day.
Of course.
And then I was like, man, this is not my mother. Maybe that's
Gabriel, those it's those reasons, ne, that I advocate for people to give birth to children that they want. Because some of these traumas, there are people that have burned their children, you.
Don't talk about it.
I'm telling you.
In our village where I grew up, there's one car lady who used to suffer my friend. And my mother just said because it was named after my mother just to go and get the namesake.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm going to get my mbushe. Because I'm telling you, that kid was suffering at the end of the stepmother.
My dear, may I have an auntie? I have an auntie that beat her child into a mental illness.
Seriously?
No, mi pini. O mi pini. No, makata. Na tahaka urara.
Whoa.
I'm telling you.
Amo nekwa ikuvula kumemo meme
akufekele
nje ndakufula. Not a joke. Ndakufula. No like hey, this is not my mother. I cannot be like this one. Ah, mala ne, somehow ne. Ai, and the way not even taking your stress and go something. Him me, we ote kufa move, utai move ne.
But most of, but what we have to acknowledge, Gabriel, ne, is our parents, ne. Most of them are traumatized by crimes that they can never speak of.
Yeah, true, man.
They can never speak of the things that they have seen and have experienced. Yeah. So at the end of the day, they don't know how to fully express love. Mm. They don't know how to fully be there. You understand? Has your mother ever told you she loved you?
Yes, she loves you.
No, even like my friend.
I like your son. Not in black culture. It's not a joke. Even my friend.
But you see,
I can't remember even getting a hug.
Only now when I'm grown up, I can give you a hug. Those combatant hugs.
You will not get it, my friend. Somehow we need the also. I think in the black culture also we need some education about love. Really, because we don't have that kind. Not only one way decision. Okay,
Join the Rossing Virtual Marathon and win big. The Virtual Marathon will take place on Saturday, 12th of March, 2022, and allows you to run from wherever you find yourself. Sign up today on www.rossing.com. Registration closes on 18 February, 2022. We hope to see you all participate. Hashtag live to run, run to live.
The Namibia Training Authority and the Ministry of Higher Education, Technology and Innovation in partnership with the African Union and WorldSkills International proudly presents WorldSkills Africa Swakopmund 2022. Join us at the Dome from the 28th of March to 2nd of April 2022 for this landmark showpiece for technical and vocational skills in Africa as competitors from across the continent demonstrate their talents in 16 different trade categories, aspiring to the prestigious title of African Champion. WorldSkills Africa Swakopmund 2022 also includes an international conference and a careers exhibition and is made possible through the support of its official event partners, the European Union and the German government. Join us as we leverage the importance of technical and vocational skills. Unite with us as we build skills for Africa.
Yes, unite us as we build skills for Africa. Hello, caller. Oh, I think we missed out on that call. But yes, we are talking about stepmothers and the experiences we have had. Now, Hello, caller. Oh, I don't know what's happening. It's raining heavily there. But anyways, we are discussing. Hello, caller.
Yes, evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
You know, some of the questions we went through, eh?
My dear.
I think you were just preparing for us to be more stronger.
Yeah. Mm.
To be a stone, you see.
Yeah.
Because everybody got their background. Mm-hmm. It was tough there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you were not raised with your own mom. Yeah. It was tough, yeah?
Mm.
We remember going to school barefoot, in coldness, and heat.
Mm.
Summer, winter, same stuff, no shoes.
But Tate, would you say that men are very blind towards their children that they have before the marriage? Do they not see these things? Because I think you can acknowledge that your child is walking to school without shoes, but your stepmother's children, they're having shoes.
You know, like in my situation, I was growing up with my
auntie,
my stepmom,
mm-hmm.
but she was married by my father's brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the situation whereby here my father is trying on his best, but he can't make it like he's doing it for his own son.
Yes.
But after everything would become worse when that father of mine passed away.
Mm.
It's where I become see the reality now.
Yes.
Because before then it was better, but after then, it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It even just changed the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care anymore. You just become like a white animals. You see?
Yeah.
You at house, you can't stay at house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're just looking where you're able to sustain yourself.
To find peace.
To find peace, and it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I have to maybe, that's why most of us by now, we're just trying to recover from that trauma of childhood.
Yeah.
It's not easy. That's why most people, they think like, this Mateus, he got work now, but now he's no longer want to be close to people.
Yeah.
We are trying to take that revenge now.
Yeah.
It's not easy because we know we were grow up in that house.
Mm-hmm.
But on take which on our way, serious, it's tough. Mm,
it's tough.
It becomes food.
Mm-hmm.
It's about
clothes.
Clothes.
It's work.
It's work. My friend has to wake up early morning, 4 o'clock.
While others are sleeping.
You can't even talk. You know, when we talk about these background stories, we become more to take revenge again. And even before we are trying to recover again,
But the idea behind everything, is when we talk about it, we find comfort in each other, knowing that it happened, but also it has taught us to be better. It has taught us how to actually parent our own and treat those that are in our care. Those that are in our care will never walk to school without shoes. You know, we try for them.
Even your own child, like now, you can see that the suffer I went through.
Mm-hmm.
At least my own son should
he's
not
go through. Yes, he's not going through that. You know.
At least him, he should give what I was not here.
Yeah, and then also, even when you pick a woman, you pick a woman that you know is not going to mistreat. And even if she mistreats, you can correct it very quickly. You understand.
But most cases, I can't speak on behalf of
others,
men,
yes.
But, but sometimes, I don't know. If the woman stops accepting my own son, or baby accepts my own son, then how will you accept me myself? Yeah. Is this way? Maybe.
No, that is a very good philosophy to live by. As long as also, we must also keep in mind that we must raise good children. Because sometimes, children are bad. Sometimes children are bad and, how could that koko mbuda ya marokano takarongu shada shiri?
It's true.
Yeah.
And most time, if you want your kids to be.
Yeah, you have to be present.
You must not try to move child.
Yeah.
This year is staying here.
Yeah, takalelwa.
Yeah.
Konjara na kumuthi wana wain.
2 years or 1 year from there.
Yeah.
It's where should don't go and take the kids where they were raised by a cuckoo or whatever to come and stay with you.
Yeah.
From there again, stay with you again. She's finding that woman there with you. And in a cool and I can show me carrot die.
Yeah.
So it's a kanga, which I totally, it's different. It's different life.
It's true.
So sometimes if the kids grow up somewhere,
leave them there and support them there. And make sure and make sure that also you have time for them so that they always have access to you. They can call you whenever, they can come whenever, but yes.
That is better for me, not like moving the kids, so that woman also sometimes she become also uncomfortable,
frustrated.
Sometimes for the sake of peace, leave the kids to keep them there where they grow up. And you can just start your own life here with your new wife, new kids.
But that also it in itself builds a rejection and abandonment issues within the child. So omuna kutarapongao. The idea behind everything is for us to co-parent and coexist in an environment whereby our children feel loved and appreciated, even if they are not even if they are not part of this setting here, they must feel like they can come whenever and be a part of it. Because it's very unfair that you are living there with your wife and your wife's children, and you guys are there, Mangangai and Diriko village.
You know, sometimes some of these things, they need communication.
Yeah.
In the time the kids come to a visit, you should try to talk to everyone in the house. Say, look,
see the environment.
Okay, look, tell these kids in the house, you say, look here, this one is your brother. Is my own child like you, you see? So he's staying somewhere where he's where he's staying, but he's free to come and visit. He got the same right like yours.
Yeah.
He's not a foreigner in this house.
It's
the main responsibility to make sure everyone
is in treated, understanding.
Understand, respect everyone in the house.
Yes.
There should be no one who is above the other one, is superior one. Is, no, that kind of thing. It's a man who should do it. Even both parents.
Yes.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, it is you, the person that has a child on the outside's responsibility to create comfort for your child and for your spouse and the children that you are going to birth with your spouse. The idea behind everything is to not make our children that are not born by those that we marry feel like outsiders. We are to incorporate them. If there is enough money and you have a house there, make a room specially for them. You understand? Even when they go back to where they actually do live, you give them their key and then you say, no, you can come back whenever. You live here also. You understand? The idea behind everything is to co-parent properly. Hello, caller.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Tate.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to ask, because in Omtia, your radio is not working. Have you noticed?
No, I have not noticed, but I am sure somebody is going to fix it now. Thank you so much for calling.
Because I think you started last week.
Last week?
I've been trying that radio, but it's
last week is very far, so you guys haven't heard my voice for a week.
Like today I've been just listening to the app. I was trying the radio, but it's not coming. I don't know what is wrong. Maybe you can ask your technician just to fix it.
Okay. In Omthia. I already sent a text now. Whoa, fix it, please. I cannot have my listeners not hear my things.
Yeah,
no man. But what is your contribution, though? What is your take on stepmothers and stepchildren?
It's
a sensitive topic.
Our mothers, our fathers, they were not tangapu amwe, they were not having
enough, relationship.
A relationship with us, and then we have to go to be raised by others. Relatives, you know. So it was very difficult for us to cope because she no more so ouringo po imandi she yoka
ouringo. No manguru kana wa shashika mushimae ni shit.
Kaya shimae ni na na.
No sikapo. No sikapo.
Na she, you know, sometimes otoi tokalisa, you know. Tokalisi tena ndokuri you. Only drink wa shikundu you go. You understand.
Yeah.
So and sometimes you don't even have that freedom to go kakonge equally I get on to dive in. You are just scared.
Yeah.
You know, it's because of that kunaiko freedom ashaka. But if you are with your mom you can do whatever you want, or with your dad. Sometimes ngengo uline mo ngai kuchae tate wepo amopaombola kukadi umwe. Na tango it's another thing.
Yeah.
It's another thing. Your father might be on your side, Dango, but sometimes not always.
Yeah, it's true.
As you know, he
also has to kwaterapo ombiri there. otherwise, things are not happening there.
Hey. That's all what I wanted to contribute.
Ewa. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yes, I think our contributions for tonight have been heartfelt and genuine. I feel like we are healing together, you understand. We are going for an advertisement break in the next 10 seconds or so. But what I want to say, caller, you should just wait for the 6 seconds that we are going for an advertisement break, and then we'll be back after that.
Did you know? COVID-19 vaccines may not only prevent you from getting seriously sick. Vaccines allows your body to fight the virus well before an infection occurs. This greatly increases your chances of not getting seriously ill when infected. The government provides COVID-19 vaccines for free, and they are safe for people aged 18 years and older, including those with pre-existing conditions. Remember, it is important to go for both doses of the vaccine to make sure you are fully protected. This message was brought to you by the Nationhood and National Pride Program in partnership with the Ministry of Health and Social Services. My Namibia, my country, my pride. Help kick COVID-19 out of Namibia.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity. Starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Always prepare Paratus. Hello, caller.
Hello, Elizabeth. Good evening.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I am fantastic.
Good. Yes, that's a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, some of these things, my friend, they are just imposter now.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you at all, if everybody could be performing his or her duty.
Yes.
Then there shouldn't be any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of, when you know, have you ever looked at the statistic of marriage and family life in Namibia, how stable they are?
It is to my understanding that they are not really stable.
It will shock you.
Yeah. Our divorce rate is very high.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think that you don't even know what are the underlying
causes
of these things. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of forces at play anyway.
Yes.
But what you are saying is that why is it always like that? But where are the fathers of these children?
The fathers of these children are usually at work.
At work
far away.
Far away.
Yeah. No, they take care of their children the best way they know how. They leave the children in the capable hands of his wife.
You are saying the stepchildren and the parents and what.
Yes, the stepchildren.
I'm trying to say here that it's true. We should not advocate or promote the favoritism.
Yes.
In terms of saving them. So you give them the best love. You save them with compassionate heart and all these things.
Yes.
Because of what you were saying the other time, that the best interest of the child must be saved.
Yes.
But here, have you seen that you don't see most of those children, they cause a lot of problems? Instability. Stress.
They do. That is what I'm saying. That's why I started. I started with Tatebwana. You seem stressed already. Don't stress me.
The fathers now who are now on the become vulnerable.
Yes.
Because those are children.
Yes.
Don't they have their father?
Mm-hmm. The problem, Tatebwana, with most of our scenarios, right? We have two different views. From two different settings. We have the child that is being abused and we have the wife that is having a child that is ill-mannered. You understand? They are the children, they are the children that are ill-mannered, and then they are the children that you just don't like. As a wife, you don't like that child. It's your husband's child, but you don't like that child. Or you don't want to be in the same house with
sometimes
that child.
They come and they say,
it's for my father.
You know, there's always that attachment.
Yeah. That my father's house, created, my father's car.
That has been created before anyone intrudes.
Yes.
In that relationship, the community or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now, that attachment.
Mm-hmm.
For you to distract them
to
that particular, whether it's to their mother or father, whoever, it requires some diligence, it requires some wisdom, some kind of understanding. And when you study this parentary studies and research, and they tell you that from the age,
early development, educate.
From that infant.
Yes.
So those things are very important because during that period, that age there, there are habits, there are attitudes, there are beliefs, and all these behaviors that are planted in the last child. And they now grow with them.
Yeah.
So you now to come and they say that, these ones, they are those kind of things.
Yeah.
And you are already that judgment, that judgmental spirit is already there.
Yeah. So Tatebwana, wouldn't you encourage people when they start dating people to introduce these people to your children so that the people know, like the person knows what type of children you have, and then the children also know the type of woman that you are having. You understand?
So that
they can see already if it's gelling or if it's not gelling. You understand?
So that is what you're supposed to have done from the beginning.
Yes.
But now,
not just
for
those
you,
things.
You need to, even if their introduction is made, the characteristic, you need to live that life for you to show.
Yeah.
You
to
know,
show
because
true
you
colors,
must live that, yes, you must live that life. They shall see the fruit in you, and they emulate, they will see it. Not that they are hearing it, or they are, they must see it.
Yeah.
How are you acting? Are you acting in the manner that you win their love?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to win the love of the father or the mother. So then why can't you then
win the child's love as well?
So that you don't create that bitterness.
Mm.
And we have seen many, what I was saying is that some of these things they say, yes, because you are rude, you are what, and your father has made you to this and this and that. And they don't know that they are intruding in the somebody's territory.
Yes.
And that is somebody's territory, remember?
It is.
So again, when you come in, you now add again the other one. So these are some of the experiences that we can tell you. We have observed them. We have listened to people saying these things. And we have seen the reasons why marriage and all these things are not stable in Namibia.
Yes.
We have seen a lot of how the causes, the possible causes of GBV and all those kind of things.
Yes.
We seriously need to interrogate these things and say, that's why Moshwambo and Tinga IP on the dying maybe. As a man of the future, on the dying, the Naina Iroa and the Nashkiwari. Well, no problem, man. Those are the ones who cause a lot of issues. So nevertheless, let's see how we can get some wisdom and learn about those things. Because these are true things.
Yes.
Next time I will give you the pinpoint, this and this and that and that, and we start interviewing those people.
Yes.
Good.
All right, Ade.
Good.
Bye. My analogy or my theory behind everything is that in order for us to create a society where everybody is coexisting in peace and in silence, in peace and harmony, we all need to learn how to love each other and how to be in each other's presence. You understand? There is no way that a child that is 15 years old doesn't come with traits, that doesn't come with attitudes, that doesn't come with things of the world, especially if they are that big. But there are ways in which you can find it better to get to know the child. And then also as children that are born out of wedlock, and we have parents that are married to people that are not our biological parents, the idea behind everything is to give that new parent a chance. Give them a chance to love you. They are not your mother, they are not your father, yes, but give them a chance and learn how to be in their good graces. Also, it doesn't help that you are being a difficult child, but you... Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Yes, caller.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Were you also raised by a stepmother? Or a stepfather?
No, but I have seen...
Yeah.
You know, we live in the society.
Of course.
And these things are happening.
Of course.
Yeah, but one thing that I don't... why do we seem to take revenge on small kids? A child that is probably... Your husband is having a child before you guys met, or your wife is having a child.
That is a question.
Why do us grown-ups tend to abuse these kids?
Yes. Usually,
because you will find the kid is 3, 4, 5 years and yet
small, groomable.
Yes, to the innocent child. The child did not apply.
Yeah, to be born.
And so your wife, but yet the treatment we need out.
But what I have realized, Colin, what I have realized is your if your boyfriend or you, the person that you are with, right?
Yes, yes.
The person baya varisa ninge ya variswa kuyo. The way that the new girlfriend or the new boyfriend sees you, ne, is solely dependent on you. So you as the person, like you as the person that is dating a new person. And in order for that person to understand that you are having a child with this person, but there's nothing going on, you have to set a sense of stability and comfort with this person so that you explain to this person that me and Sarah, we are just having a child together. Marakeshi nyankweni, and she is not a threat. We are friends. We can meet. We can be okay. But now also, every time me and you, we have an argument in the house, ne? Then mm-hmm. you call Sarah. Maronga itandire roka anaka Sarah. Yeah? And yeah, even when you are drunk a little bit, you call Sarah and you say, Zaripa mia de sokura sa sa. Ha.
Yeah,
how will I not hate Sarah's child?
No, but what does Sarah's child have to do with that?
It is one of those things where it is not supposed to be like that, but it is like that.
No, but why can't you hate your boyfriend?
That is the thing. It is not supposed to be like that. No.
It's not the kid that is mistreating you.
It is not.
Your own boyfriend that is mistreating you. And yet,
mm-hmm.
you take revenge on the child.
Yes.
Why?
Which is not supposed to be like that. It is not, yeah.
Akurukado
ya pumbwa kuitedhurura, asane o ya pumbwa kuitedhurura nayo.
That is being cowardice.
Yes. That is, I fully agree with you, my dear. Kola, I fully agree. Oturime wirimwe.
Because the kid has got nothing to
nothing do. Nothing to do kambuku tuka karunga keri mpono taka jimbo boyao.
Exactly.
Oh.
No,
man. No. And also, one of the things that I keep preaching to everybody, ne, is that the mm-hmm. devil you are dating, ne,
yeah, yeah,
is the same devil you are going to get if you marry him.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. He doesn't change. He doesn't become a better person because you are married to him. How?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Oh, shit, shit.
Yeah, you know what you are getting yourself in.
Yes.
So maybe if you don't like it from the beginning, don't
just run away,
baby. It will improve.
Mm-hmm.
It will not.
Yes, it will not. It doesn't. The mother of the child is not going anywhere. The situation is not. Nothing is going to change. The only thing that changes, ne, is that you live in the situation 24/7 now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Naro waringao buruko ya camp.
Yeah. And then you get out, get some fresh air.
Uh-huh. People take penny.
Yes, now you are there full time. Yeah.
It's true.
No, but it's at least, man, we should not take it out on poor, or innocent little people.
Yes, I agree.
That's not fair.
Mm.
It's not correct. It's
it
not
isn't.
Right.
I agree with you.
Good evening.
All right, good evening. Yes, tonight has been an amazing evening. We have been talking about issues that pull the heart.
An issue that
you guys
that
have
was
all
not
come through.
Too spoken
we have
of,
had stories.
Brought to
we
the
have
surface
had
of the table
inputs.
To
we have
that
had
this is our society.
This is where we are.
Sadness.
This is what is
you know,
happening.
We've had
this is what
we, have,
we are doing as human beings. Now, this is not a gender thing. This is not specifically for stepmothers. There are also stepfathers out there that are very cruel. There are also biological mothers. There are also biological fathers that are also extremely cruel. There are aunties that are extremely cruel. That are extremely cruel. And yes, there are many scenarios where we can put to the table and analyze. Now, all I need from you is kindness. You see, when you can be kind, you don't know how far your kindness can take somebody. So when you see a child that is running up and down the streets of Windhoek City, instead of fully running away and all of that, look at them even with an eye of sympathy. I'm not asking you to donate. I'm not asking you to give. I'm asking you to change the way you look at society, because yes, we can say that they ran away. They were given all the opportunities and all of that, but some situations in some homes are so deadly. We are proud of those that made it out. We are proud of you. We love you. We acknowledge you. You are phenomenal. You are great. You are bound for greatness. Remember to use your hands to make the guala, to use your hands to make the dough. Remember to use your brain to make the money, and you're going to be okay. From me, Elizabeth, pulling heartstrings on Eagle FM, I am the matriarch, the creme de la creme, the drip. I am the ultimate, the queen. Thank you so much, and I'm out.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.